welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. And we have Hardy Schlanger, who starting next week will be moving to the Tuesday time slot first hour rather than Wednesday. And Hartley, we've got lots of news. I just saw the news conference with Donald Trump, and he trumped and trounced on the fake news media and BuzzFeed that released this information to the intel agencies. This is one of the most obscene things in American history, that these agencies, and I can tell you right now, he's going to gut them. And he needs to do, like you say in the reports that we're going to talk about today, he needs to declare the Glass-Steagall Act at the State of the Union address. He needs to also start cleaning out the swamp and also fumigating it, because there's a lot of really bad stuff deep in our government. When the agencies can actually connect with media like BuzzFeed and do this kind of horrendous thing, things are going to happen. There needs to be agents and media go to prison over this. This is sickening. What do you think, Harley? I don't hear Harley Schlanger, so I assume that he's not there, although I did get his contact. Harley Schlanger, are you there? Okay, first I'm going to read off the latest reports that we have from Harley. Number one, LaRouche Parade, the facts. Parade, the new paradigm, the beauty of music can lead the way. Number two, for the sake of peace, Obama must surrender his Nobel Peace Prize. Do you know that he got his Peace Prize, I think, within 10 days of his first inauguration? That's ridiculous. Petition, President-elect Trump committed Glass-Steagall by State of the Union. I agree with that. Historic memorial in honor of Alexandrov. Ah, Harley. Ah, I wonder where you were. I got your message, and we're moving to Tuesday next week for our show. Let's go through these issues. The thing I saw this morning, was one of the most obscene things I've seen in modern history, is the media, BuzzFeed, getting information from our intel agencies in violation of not only common decency but law. Agents and media need to go to prison over this. This is pretty bad, isn't it? I heard Harley's voice, but I can't. I don't think you can hear me, so we'll have to reconnect. So let's see if we can reconnect. Yeah, just a second. There's something wrong at Harley's end. So CNN, it says here on Judge, CNN, you are fake news. Yeah, yeah, CNN is fake news. Harley, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What happened?
I don't know. I was on and I didn't hear anything.
I could hear you just very faintly. It wouldn't surprise me at all if the agencies are freaked out, because we, more than Alex Jones or anybody else, is going to go right to the news autopsy and vivisection of the news. And, of course, your organization has been doing this for decades and suffered the slings and arrows of it, with Linda LaRouche even going to prison over it. The lead report on Drudge right now is CNN, you are fake news. This latest round, and again, I saw the media trying to see if they could take apart Mr. Trump, and he took them apart. He's going to gut them like a fish. And if these agencies don't think there's people going to go to prison over this, or if there's a crime sufficient to require the death penalty, there's going to be heads roll, literally. This is really, really bad.
Well, I think one of the most important things that's coming out is that you have the left and the liberals in this country who for years correctly identified the CIA as a completely out-of-control operation. They were really quite adamant about opposing the CIA, never trusting them, and then especially after Bush Jr. used the CIA as the excuse for the Iraq War. And now what do you find? It's the liberals and the neocons in a complete and total embrace of the intelligence community, including James Clapper, who was forced to admit that he was not only lying when he said that the NSA is not collecting data on American citizens, but he also admitted that he was part of the story of the Iraq weapons of mass destruction. So here's someone with two strikes against him, who is now being embraced by Obama, by the anti-Trump Democrats, the anti-Trump Republicans. What it really shows is two things. One, the desperation of the establishment in trying to smear and destroy Trump before he becomes president. And secondly, it shows the desperation about what the Russians, the Chinese, and other countries are doing to create a new alternative financial system. which they want to make sure the United States does not become a part of.
Well, I don't believe that last statement. I'll tell you why. Because they don't want it to be part of it if it's part of Obama and these crazy people that are involved. But with Donald Trump, that's why Mr. Ma 2 days ago went and visited Donald Trump at the... Because
Bill, you misunderstood me. I said the establishment doesn't want the United States to work with Russia and China.
Oh, absolutely.
The people who are attacking Trump.
The establishment wants to eat alive the BRICS nations. They don't want to collaborate with China and Russia to create a worldwide
economy.
That's what
I'm saying.
It's the exact opposite. Yeah, in other words, exactly. That's why now, on the other hand, we need to be careful. Jeff Bezos has made statements against Trump that are obscene on the most extreme. Mr. Ma, at least, is being civil when he has discussions with Donald, although Donald needs to be very careful. There needs to be a breakup in an antitrust against not only Amazon, but against Alibaba. People need to understand what's really going on here, that it's not just American business. It's transnational business that's being affected by globalism to an extent where they're trying to destroy national borders, national sovereignty, and even mom-and-pop businesses or middle businesses that can grow new technology. Because it's a small and medium business that make it, not large businesses that make new technology. So let's go through your list of topics here, because I agree with you. I think Glass-Steagall is essential. Glass-Steagall comes before even auditing the Fed, as far as I'm concerned. It comes before the idea of a Bretton Woods-style gold standard to the dollar and a basket of currencies where there's a fixed exchange rate. This needs to happen immediately, doesn't it?
If you get Glass-Steagall, the first thing you do is you wipe out trillions of dollars of worthless paper that are sitting on the books of banks, preventing banks from making legitimate loans.
Right.
So the first thing you do is you wipe out the bad debt that's created these new stock bubbles and housing bubbles. Secondly, you take away the power of the establishment that's trying to make sure that there's no alternative to their power.
Right.
Now, the Fed is an unconstitutional organization. It should be shut down. But the point is, if you have regulatory agencies that take away from the Fed the control over the private banks, and then what you realize is that you can move on the Fed later on, and the Fed has to be moved on because it's bought a lot of junk. Part of the whole quantitative easing, and not many people talk about this, is the Federal Reserve has bought a lot of worthless paper to take it off the books of the big banks.
Well, so by the way, that started off,
and
you mentioned it.
Shut down.
You pointed it out before, though, that this whole process started by edict from the federal government during the George Bush era, telling them to do this, and the banks swallowed all of this stuff and then grew bigger, almost like a monster. It's like now they're 40% bigger, these big banks, and the number of small mom and pop banks all across the country has shrunk by about some like 40%. So.
Effect of Dodd-Frank, because what Dodd-Frank did was to say that we're not going to force these banks to disgorge their worthless assets. We're going to let them keep them. And in fact, we're going to give them money to back them up. And that was a horrible mistake.
Right.
Then it meant that the derivative obligations would be guaranteed. Now, who's guaranteeing them? The banks can't guarantee them. Ultimately, if these banks fail without Glass-Steagall, then the taxpayer is going to have to do a bailout that will be so inflationary the dollar will shrink to nothing. So you've got to make sure that we don't get into that collapse scenario where you have the domino-style collapse of what's left of our banking system. That's why Glass-Steagall is a defensive measure against the power of the big banks. It's also a necessary first step toward rebuilding our economy.
Yeah, what's going on is, and these are kind of mathematical economic terms, there's the velocity of money and there's also a thing called the velocity of credit. What the lack of Glass-Steagall has done is choked off the lack of what's called the velocity of credit. So businesses that want to develop tool and die, new technologies, grow from small to medium business, can't get the credit. And, of course, on top of that, we got the regulations from the amazing Obaminator, you know, the Pied Piper from hell, Obama, who's now shackled with not only these banks that are in the situation, they don't need to speculate with business. They can make three times the money by speculating in a false economy. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't even say it's speculating with business. The thing that banks used to do well, was that the local bankers would know the local businessmen and would be able to make a generally accurate determination as to whether a project or a new business was creditworthy or not.
Exactly.
Now, they don't have the money to do it. Local banks that thrive on building local community businesses can't get credit because the Fed is giving all the money they're creating to the big banks, so it's locked into the defense of derivative obligations. Now, once you do that, you choke off credit for business and industry. And, you know, Obama's doing his tour now, his legacy tour. He was in Chicago talking about how we're stronger than we've ever been.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just writing an article now. Every time he talks about the economy, he lies and lies repeatedly and very poorly because you can poke holes through everything he's saying. For example, Bill, he said that wages are now at the highest level they've been in a long time. Well, they're higher than they were 2 years ago, but the people have lost 5% on the average of their income, disposable income, since Obama's been in.
Right.
Now, if you filter out the billionaires who have made huge amounts of money,
right,
it's even higher. It's about 12% loss of purchasing power for the average person since Obama's been president.
Right.
So this is where you see the media allowing the lies so that they can say Obama's leaving office very, very popular. Yeah, he's popular with the lying media because he gives them their stories. He's popular with those people who want to go to war with Russia. But with the average person who's scrambling to cover bills and make a living and maybe run a business or take care of their grandparents, the average person is suffering under the effects of this economy.
Oh, yeah. And
that's now, why Hillary lost.
Yeah, and of course, here's the thing. I think we're a lot closer to I call the Jenga day. You know, remember when you get the game of Jenga as a kid and you pull one stick and finally you don't know which stick it's going to be, but the whole thing's going to fall down? We're really close. I mean, when the generals met and actually encouraged Donald Trump to go forward and run for president, and he spent several hundred million of his own dollars, plus it negatively affected his own reputation worldwide. So his business worldwide will suffer, okay, from the negative press. Yet he knew that as a patriot, that if he didn't run as a billionaire, so he wasn't tied to these special interests, like Hillary Clinton, $1.5 billion spent, she didn't even campaign in some states. She thought she had it locked down so much with the media and the intel agencies, she didn't even need a campaign in the Rust Belt states. How crazy is that?
And then when you look at the line that it was Putin and Russia who elected Trump, you know, someone was, the other day, Obama said that it was Russia that did this whole operation and they discredited Hillary. And one of my friends said, Russia didn't have to discredit Hillary. She did a good job herself, discrediting herself.
You know, her own campaign manager, her own people internally in the Podesta emails stated how out of touch was reality, and they tried to talk to her, and inside the campaign and inside the DNC, they got nowhere with her. It's mind-boggling. Yeah. Her own people, if she even listened to her own people's advice, she wouldn't have done these things. But she didn't.
Yeah. Well, and this is where you see the obvious fraud. And, you know, to his credit, the thing that Trump has done, which has impressed me on this, is that he's insisted that the real issue here is, are we going to talk with the Russians or are we going to threaten the Russians? Are we going to try and work with them where there are common interests, or are we going to find where we have disagreements and fight with them? And Trump said, you have to be stupid not to want to have a friendly relationship with the second largest power on the earth.
Right.
Now, today at the press conference that Trump had, you had one reporter after another trying to get him to say, Russia hacked, Russia hacked.
Yeah.
You know what Trump said is, yeah, all right, Russia hacked, so did China, so did a lot of other countries. But it didn't affect the election.
No.
And then he said, secondly, this new story that came out from BuzzFeed, which was picked up by everyone, he made a very important point on this.
Right.
That someone leaked this. And the process of leaking is what destroys people's reputation because you have no way to counter it. He said, now, I can counter it at an event like this, but an average person gets destroyed by this. Now, there's one other thing about this horrific story about Trump supposedly being caught in compromising circumstances in Russia, and the Russians were using this to blackmail him. There are even some who were saying that the Russians control Trump. Now, here's the interesting thing. Who was the person responsible for leaking this? He's an ex-British intelligence officer.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this yet.
No,
ex-British.
No, now, there's no such... The guy that's leading this charge, you mean through BuzzFeed and so on?
Yeah. The so-called documents were provided by someone who was known to be with British intelligence. The first place it was picked up was The Guardian and The Financial Times, two of the leading publications of the British Empire.
Right.
Who was it who's pushing it in the United States? The guy who's lost all his marbles, John McCain.
Oh, yeah, McCain I've changed his name now. You have to know the new name. John McInsane. I've been saying this for years, but now he's out of the box. This guy's on a day pass.
And you heard what he said. He said, gee, I was reluctant to release it because it might hurt my relationship with Trump.
You got to be
kidding.
Well, he's
been doing everything possible. Here's McCain has two things he's working on. One is regime change in Russia. He wants Putin out. And he's the leader of the regime change faction in the Republican Party to get Trump out. And his little sidekick, the squirt Lindsey Graham, these guys want war. They see that the Russian collaboration with Syria's Assad that defeated the terrorists in Aleppo, to them, that was a defeat. Why? Well, McCain, as you know, was posing with al-Qaeda people when he was in Syria.
Right.
McCain was posing with the neo-Nazis.
Oh, yeah, 2011, he posed with them in a town outside of Jordan, right? And sort of the capital of Jordan.
Yeah.
Actually making smiley faces while he's talking to these guys, putting his arm over the shoulder of these maniacs that we supported. Mr. Erdogan, now, just yesterday, he came up with another statement and said, we got photos, we got video, we got everything to prove that Obama and McInsane are supporting ISIS and ISIL, and they're killing Turkish citizens. And, of course, they tried to do regime change also inside Turkey with Mr. Gulen.
Yeah.
People need to understand what the hell's going on here. These guys, McInsane and Obama, are devils. They're monsters. They're moles
inside
our government.
Remember, McCain was one of the people who worked directly with Victoria Nuland, the wife of neocon and Bush Jr. Supporter Robert Kagan,
right,
to bring in the Yatsenyuk government in Ukraine as part of a coup. Nuland admitted that they spent $5 billion to pull off that coup. Who did she work with? Nuland, the so-called neoconservative? With George Soros, the neoliberal.
No kidding.
So this is...
Now, why is George Soros still walking around in upstate New York? Why the hell is that bastard still breathing our oxygen, huh? Why?
Well, this is where you see the failure of the intelligence community.
It's not a failure. These guys are massively successful. They're trying to.
Well,
they're ready to launch forward for a total information awareness network and a cashless system where the CIA are on top and the secret agencies actually run the proxy government and even the proxy boardrooms of all the international corporations.
Well, the problem they have, Bill, the problem they have is that everything they do, that they try to do, doesn't work. That's why they have to go deeper and deeper. That's why, ultimately, the statement from Chuck Schumer should be paid attention to. Schumer said you shouldn't turn on the intelligence community because they have six ways from Sunday to get you. That was a death threat against the incoming president of the United States. And Biden said something similar. He said it's stupid to attack the intelligence agencies. Well, maybe more Americans should have attacked the intelligence agencies when they said we have to go to war with Iraq, when there was no evidence that Iraq had a weapons program and there was no connection of Iraq to 9/11.
Right.
And
yeah,
this
that's
is
why
the
I changed
the
Colin Bowles
about.
Name to Colin Bowell instead of Colin Powell, because he's full of it. He's full of crap.
This is why they're so bent out of shape over the possibility that Trump is going to reorganize the intelligence community.
Oh, reorganize.
Now, I don't know whether
he's going to give them a silver, he's going to give them a stainless steel tray and a bedpan and no day pass to go in the yard and no internet connection and a prison and a super max security where they'll never see the light of day. That's what he's going to give them. Either that or an executioner's injection. One or the other. How's that? Let's see how.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitter.
The gloves are off now, aren't they? And
the gloves have been off since especially since the election, because the people who had counted on having Hillary become the heir apparent to Obama just cannot take a defeat. I mean, I think Putin had a pretty interesting comment where he said, "You have to learn to be a good loser," and clearly, Hillary, Podesta, Obama, people like that were so sure that they could control the election that they will not give up. And they say that Trump is the one who stole the election, Trump is the one causing the trouble. It's actually them. It's the Obama, the Hillary, and also the Republicans, especially the Bush League Republicans who worked with them against Trump. You don't hear a whole lot about them, but that's what McCain represents. That's what Romney represents. These are people who are doing everything possible to make sure the United States is ungovernable. I think there's a deal in the background for trying to catch Trump in a lie so they can use that to try and impeach him. These are people who never lifted a finger to impeach Bush or Obama, both of whom committed numerous, multiple impeachable offenses.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what do you think is going to happen out of this? Because I really think that Trump is going to go crazy, especially when Mike Pompeo gets his headship. And a lot of the people inside these organizations, they're not just going to get reprimanded or get demoted. They're not just going to have their pensions cut. They're going to prison. And some of these people under the War Powers Act and so on actually have committed crimes that are actionable by death. And people need to understand that we haven't done this for a while, but maybe Trump needs to start doing something like that to put a real scare into these maniacs, to realize there's going to be a price to be paid, including your life, if you do this kind of crap. Because this puts us in a war footing with Russia that could have precipitated, if, for example, Hillary got in, a nuclear war. That's how bad this is.
But you see, I would look at it a little bit differently. The question should be less that revenge is needed than right the ship of state. And by doing that, take the power away from these people.
What are you going to do to the people, though, that have done these crimes?
Well, let me finish my point.
At the very least, they got to go to prison.
Well, let me finish my point. If we get Glass-Steagall, if we have a U.S. alliance with the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank, with Russia and China, then these guys are going to lose everything. Now,
well, they're not. A lot of the ones that are inside the CIA and so on are going to still have their pensions, still go on and go into their summer homes and so
on. They're going to lose their power. Once they lose their power,
I want them to lose more than their power. I want
Bill,
the.
I do too. I do too.
I want a pound of flesh. I'm Shylock with my knife out now. I want the pound of flesh. I want to make sure that if future agents and agencies know the policies are in place, if they pull this kind of crap off, including feeding information to BuzzFeed, they're going to prison. Supermax.
That's fine, but I want to focus you on a different point for a second. If we put a lot of energy into
that... You don't
that,
have to put energy.
Instead
just
of,
name the guys and stick them in jail once it goes through a grand jury.
But I'm just saying that if you put the nation through that, at the same time you're trying to rally them around positive programs, let's get the programs in place that will defeat them.
You need to do both. You need to do both. And I'll tell you why you need to do both. Because you need a stick and a carrot. They need to know, because this is the problem in the past. We've been too nice. Oh, we'll just reprimand you, just get fired. No. There needs to be something happen and serious consequences. And I know this. I see this in the medical system. I'll give an example of medicine. I talked to recently a gentleman who wants to go into law to sue doctors. Now, he doesn't understand 3/4 of lawsuits are frivolous, but they sue usually the guy that's the independent doctor that's not part of a group of 200 or 300 doctors, or is making $30 million a year or has a giant battalion of attorneys. So the guy that's killing patients and harming patients, he's getting away with hell because he's buddy with the State Board of Medical Examiners, he's buddy with the top guys in the Hospital Admissions Committee, and he gets away with crap, including killing or maiming people, but the guy that does something minor, he's going to lose his license, okay? So the problem is, the really bad guys in the CIA and these intel agencies are going to get away with murder, literally. Literally murder. And the minor guys will get, you know, get their head chopped off because they're just out there. So, no, there needs to be a witch hunt, and there needs to be some serious stuff happening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That there's a lot of positive things are going to happen with Trump, but if you saw that news conference, I don't know if you saw it this morning with Trump. He said, not you, you're fake news, you know, because they had a sign up CNN or whatever. And yeah, no, you, yep. you can ask a question. He wasn't playing marbles with these guys. And I can guarantee you when Pompeo gets in there and his other people are going to go into their offices, they're going to start cleaning out these agencies, and there's going to be agents that are going to go to prison. And what they often
that's going to happen.
What they'd often do in the past, and I know this from my, because I work with Special Op and Dell, and these, I work taking care of people in the CIA and NSA. I had presidential level security clearance, so I can tell you what happens. The senior guys get away with murder. The junior guys, if they do something that the senior guys are doing evil crap, don't like, they just kind of tell the opposing agents, or something happens, and boom, these agents die in the field. That's the fact. Or they sacrifice them to some kind of committee, so the senior guys walk and they're laughing their head off while the junior guys are going to prison for minor stuff just following orders. That's the facts.
What if Trump is going to clean things up, besides dealing with the intelligence community, he has to deal with Wall Street. And this is another area.
Yeah,
where Wall Street was given a complete free pass by Obama. Not only a free pass, they were rewarded for the crimes they committed in 2008 and forward to the present. So what Trump has to do on that is, with Glass-Steagall as a start, unleash the Justice Department on the real criminals, the ones who stole people's savings, who took people's homes, under false pretenses. The ones who ran the LIBOR scandal, fixing interest rates so that they could make profits while the people they were selling contracts to lost. These are insider crimes. People should be punished for them. Now, along with that, the other way to really punish them is to demonstrate that they're not going to call the shots anymore. And, you know, whether... To me, I'm not so concerned. I want to see some of these people pay the price, many of them. But I also want to make sure that the president is not painted into a corner by the lying media by saying he's vindictive, he's going after the guys he doesn't like. He's got to rally the American people around a higher sense of our mission. Now, part of that is cleaning up the crap, but it also is saying to the American people, look, we're a productive, creative nation. We're innovators. We're committed to science. We're committed to giving a cultural, classical education to our children. And on that, there's some things that Trump can learn from China. And I was very happy to see his meeting with Jack Ma, because Ma is someone who spends a lot of money funding music programs, Western classical music training. You know, there are more Chinese students in universities studying Mozart than in the U.S. and Europe combined. The Chinese population bought 250,000 pianos last year for their children. So the idea of using the commonality of culture, and I don't know if you saw this, Bill, but there's a very beautiful thing that took place last weekend in Bayonne, New Jersey, where the Russian government gave a memorial to the American people for 9/11. It's called the Teardrop Memorial. It's a nice statue. But what happened at this event was that we initiated having the New York City Police Department and the Bayonne, New Jersey Fire Department, both of which lost people in 9/11, to join us in a wreath-laying ceremony. And we invited the Russian consulate, the Russian UN mission, because the Russians just lost their military chorus, which is a famous goodwill ambassador group.
Exactly.
And the Russian spokesman from the UN said something beautiful, because we opened it. The Schiller Institute chorus opened by singing the American national anthem in four parts, and then the Russian national anthem. And this went on YouTube, and it's had 500,000 hits in the first few days, including large numbers from Russia, of ordinary Russian people writing comments saying, thank you so much. We knew the American people were loving, good people. Now, the Russian UN ambassador, or deputy ambassador, said, where words fail, music can tell the story. And the police department, the New York City Police Department, was very moved years ago when the Russian Alexandrov chorus sang God Bless America at an event commemorating 9/11. So you see this potential. This is something that I know Trump is aware of.
I totally agree. In fact, I think that culture can bring not only culture together, but science together. I'll give you an example. I'm going to posit today a metaphor. I'm going to call it the Apophis effect. You know about Apophis?
Yeah.
Apophis is a meteor that's three times the size of the one that destroyed the dinosaur 65 million years ago, and there's about a 1% to 1.5% chance it'll strike Earth in 2029. That's not very far away, is it?
Not very
12
far.
12 years. Now, you got to understand that there's a lot of space weather things that affected our planet. In fact, the polar inversion now that caused the plunge of temperatures in Russia in some areas to drop minus 80 degrees and caused freezing snow to land on the Aegean Sea is because we're moving into a time when we're moving not only into a modern ice age, which happens every 360 years that caused the Vikings to have to vacate Greenland. And, of course, it was a marketing strategy called green because it was not very green, but it was green. And to go south, and, in fact, most of the invasion of southern Europe from the Vikings and the Danes and so on was driven simply by weather changes. Now, what's going on in China, for example, is the Gobi Desert is expanding at an enormous rate. There are days in Beijing and Chinese cities along the coastal areas that are so covered by dust. And we're not just talking about pollution from industry, we're talking about dust from the Gobi, that you can't see. Now, people need to understand the world is starting to go through what I call cataclysmic spasms. There's a seamount off the east coast of Italy It's ready to blow, and if it does, a tsunami of 300 to 600 feet high will destroy all the coastal cities along eastern Italy. And Mount Vesuvius is ready to blow. And that's only a little bit. We talk about this every week with Ann Morrison, reporting actual government and international agencies on what's going on with space, weather, astrophysics, etc. Now, if we don't come together as scientists, as a global economy, as a global culture, earthlings, and that's why I think your point of the culture is really important, because we need to realize whether we're Russians or Chinese or South Koreans or whatever, or North Koreans, because they're crazy, but they don't really need to realize that right now we do not have our missile defense system set up. I just spoke 2 days ago to one of my contacts at CENTCOM, okay? And he told me that North Koreans within 2 months are going to be able to strike New York City from North Korea, okay? That's not good. And if you think that our space shield is actually fully capable of stopping any incoming missile, I got a bridge on the moon for you. They didn't fund it completely. Even though they started working on it 30-some years ago, they haven't. And the problem is, because I had presidential-level clearance and I took care of the guys working on the space shield system, including at White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico, Vandenberg, etc., and I have a photographic memory and know all the technology that these guys are doing, and they freaked out. In fact, I asked one guy exactly how much money it would take just for the THAAD system, Theater Air Defense, for it to work 100%. And he said somewhere around $2045 and $77-78 trillion with a T. Now, that doesn't include the upper tropospheric interferometry system with nanoparticles, which is why people wonder why they've turned the upper atmosphere into a plasma with strontium, thorium, barium, and aluminum.
Let me just finish there. I want to agree with what you're saying is that
what we've done here is culture needs to lead to science collaboration and business collaboration, like with Mr. Ma, so we all win-win. Because right now, the trajectory we're heading for with people like McInsane is we're heading toward nuclear, thermonuclear, biological, and chemical warfare that'll make this a dead planet. Please continue.
Yeah. Now, the question of scientific cooperation is most urgent when it comes to such things as space, where we dropped the ball and the Chinese have moved ahead.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to call your listeners' attention to what was launched in 1984 by Mrs. LaRouche when she founded the Schiller Institute, named after Friedrich Schiller, the poet of freedom from the end of the 18th century in Germany. What she intended was that we look at the world for the common interests that we share as opposed to those disagreements that we have. And she said, if you go back in culture, for example, to Confucius in China, because much of Chinese culture is shaped by Confucius, there are many ideas in Confucius which are very similar to ideas from Plato, who is one of the more important figures in shaping Western critical thinking. Now, if we had leaders who could bring people together around these things, whether it's science, whether it's music, there's no real difference, because scientific experimentation occurs in the mind.
Right.
It occurs in the imagination, in the same way that a composition by Mozart was in his imagination before he put a single note on paper. In fact, Mozart was known for having the complete composition in his mind for all parts before he started writing.
Right, that's now, very similar to Nikola Tesla when he built an invention. He didn't need to build a model. The model was in his head.
And it's that, and Einstein was the same with the, you know, he had no way of measuring magnetic waves and things of that sort, gravitational waves in the upper atmosphere, but he had an ability to make hypotheses. Now, that's the unique quality of human beings. When we end up scrambling over pieces of turf or raw materials, we're acting like animals.
Right.
And that's what civilization has been brought down to by the intervention of the British oligarchy, their recruitment of Americans to that, their recruitments of people in Western Europe. And what we're seeing is the world starting to reject that conception of man.
Exactly.
So the positive flow of programs will come from recognizing the unique quality, the godlike quality of human beings, to be a part of the continuing process of creation. And I think that's the message of the Schiller Institute. I'd like to encourage people to go onto the internet and look up the Schiller Institute. It's S-C-H-I-L-L-E-R Institute. And look at the videos that we've put up recently of the conferences we've had, where we have people from China, from Russia, from Egypt, from we even had a group from Yemen. There's a group of young students in Yemen led by the national poet of Yemen who are trying to convince the Chinese to come into Yemen to rebuild the country after the Saudis, with the backing of the U.S. and the British, have been destroying it.
Yeah.
So we have a worldwide movement. The Trump phenomena is a part of this. But what I'm saying is that I think that it would be really important for the American people to recognize the importance of thinking on that level,
right,
in order to ensure that we can use the Trump administration to further the interests of not just Americans, but the whole planet.
Well, the questions that are being asked by science, the singularity of artificial intelligence, life extension, and technology, and the dangers of the area of space that we are in terms of the galaxy, we're going to have to answer these cultural questions if we're going to come together as a galactic empire to survive the transition stage, so that we become truly a global. I'm not talking about destroying nation states, but I'm talking about coming together where nation states can collaborate on things that will obviate and prevent war.
LaRue says we need to have a galactic civilization.
Exactly.
So that the human beings recognize that in outer space and in the stars, we have a common interest.
Right.
And that one of my associates put an interesting way. He said, the universe created man so it could continue its own self-development. And I think that's an interesting way to think about it.
Well, I think about it in a religious sense. And again, you have Jewish Hebrew background. We collectively are the bride of the Most High God. We give God children. And 10,000 years from now, when human beings and our descendants, which will have genetically modified ourselves to live in multiple worlds, spread across the galaxy and the cosmos, we will be a true galactic civilization that will recognize that we are the positive influence to literally create order out of the chaos of this universe.
Yeah.
And that's what our purpose is.
Yeah, and that's man's purpose, exactly. And the British Empire wants man to think his purpose is to have a few minutes of pleasure in an otherwise totally miserable life.
Yeah. It's pretty insane. And it also is dangerous because, you see, that shortened idea of a purpose means that our civilization is very likely going to die in a thermonuclear war when we come to conflict, and we can't resolve things because we haven't transitioned to be a global and a galactic civilization. We're not talking about globalism in terms of a global government. We're talking about global collaboration. So when Mr. Ma comes here, we can make, as Donald Trump says, a deal where we both win-win. And we don't, and the people in China start to have more and more freedom, so they don't have Lao-Dai prison camps. And they don't have two-child policies. And they don't have the dangers of things being done to people that are unsafe, like, for example, stacked vaccines and genetically modified food and persistent organic pesticides and toxins in the environment. And we start to respect the atmosphere and the environment, that things that we do might be damaging to the ozone layer. And maybe we need to get rid of fissionable nuclear reactors and replace them with fusion, which we could very well do. The Chinese have taken the gloves off and said, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to create fusion reactors. We're going to mine the moon. They said this 5 years ago. And we're going to create helium-3 fusion reactors in China. The Chinese aren't going to mess around with
They've invited us to collaborate with them. And the FBI has threatened any NASA scientist who works with the Chinese with possibly being brought up under treason.
Yeah, see,
the FBI.
Yeah, this is the total ridiculousness of what's going on. Yeah, rather than the idea of the fact is they've hacked in enough to know that we have some of this technology and we should be using it instead of taking post-geriatric reactors that are still spilling radiation. Every week I report with Ann Morrison all the reactors that are spilling radiation and our RADCON radiation detector for gamma rays in cities and towns across America, because these reactors are out of date, not properly serviced, and not proper technological safety guards to make sure that the local population aren't being blasted. But do the public know this? They're not going to find it on CNN or even Fox News. They're going to find it on my show, period, with Ann Morrison, who would report this stuff. And the danger is it's in the public. If people say, well, that's not the truth, you just made up as fake news. We're referencing government and sites and international Hello? Scientific sites. Thank you, Harley. We'll be meeting next Tuesday, switching a day up. Next Tuesday is our new LaRouche Foundation Day. I look forward to it. And we're going to do, I'd like to do, if we can, in the next few days, a video on your follow-up of what's going on with the fake news attack here that happened today with CNN and BuzzFeed. Give me a show by Skype and we'll talk about it.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Couple of announcements after the show today, about half an hour after. If you have signed up for live stream, you're going to find out that we're going to have a very special talk with Jim Fetzer and major update and slides regarding the fake news and CNN and BuzzFeed. Also another announcement, I've been working hard with some other affiliate wellness and medical companies, and there's a major national company that deals with extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy used to treat people with vascular disease, like coronary vascular disease, that don't want to bypass, congestive heart failure and severe hypertension and renal failure. And we will be having them on regularly to kind of talk about this technology and how it may apply to your health conditions, which, by the way, if you get a proper script from your doctor, it can be covered by your insurance. So these are going to be things that are going to be available here shortly, and we'll be talking about those in the future. I'm also talking with a major stem cell clinic, and that'll be we'll give more details later. in terms of their effectiveness, in terms of stem cell therapies. This is another major breakthrough that we're making, and we'll be having them regularly on the show as well to talk about the possibility of stem cell therapies. I want to mention that I do have the capability of getting special peptides from Europe to actually help stimulate organ regeneration. We're working on morphogenic field therapy technology, which will be coming out this year. More and more technology for various different avenues, from microcurrent to lumen photon, etc. All these technologies are unique. You'll not find them anywhere else. We're launching new nutraceuticals. In fact, I've got a couple that are in the wings right now. I won't mention any details until we have the more specific, but we'll be launching these in the next few weeks. One of the ones that's coming online that you know about is the Omega Supreme Pro, which is the monoglyceride form, 300 to 400% more absorbed form of omega. It's extremely important to get omega fatty acids. Our Omega Supreme is flying off the shelves. It's very, very popular. It cuts the risk of heart disease and vascular problems tremendously down. It prevents sticky plaque from sticking to your artery walls and burning it through, causing things like vascular disease, hypertension, kidney failure, and congestive heart failure. It's extremely important you take omega fatty acids to protect your brain, your peripheral blood vessels and nerves, etc. So that's some major announcements there. We have a number of people have gotten acquired the new QRMA machines. We actually have them. They have an increased number of panels that are actually available in the testing. If you get a machine and you can get it on time payments, you can do tests on yourself and all your relatives. All you have to do is send me their history, say a paragraph of their history, and I will do an analysis of what nutraceuticals and technology they're going to require. Those consultations are free. If you do acquire a QRMA or Manipathy machine, do not do the test on someone else unless they also purchase a consult. Do not, and I mean to repeat this again, because the test is like doing an X-ray or an EKG without an interpretation. Don't just think you can go and start interpreting QRMA or Manipathy's and figure it out yourself. That's not possible. In fact, even if you're an untrained doctor, you have no clue how to analyze these test results. So if you do acquire a machine and you want to do them for someone else, don't start trying to think you can give advice, even no matter how many years you've listened to the program. That's important, because when they purchase a consult, I need to get their full consult form and their test results in a compressed zip file. And or if we do the Manipathy, I actually log on remotely and control the machine remotely anywhere in the world and analyze the test results and do a video capture on my big custom-made supercomputer and analyze all the data. So that's how it's done. We'll be back in just a moment with hour number two. You don't want to miss it. Tim is back for hour number three. We're going to talk about the BuzzFeed and CNN fake news network. Maybe we should call it the Clinton News Network, because we're still working hard to try to destroy the presidency of Trump. Not going to happen. Back in a minute.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.